NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A high wind warning is in effect from early Wednesday morning until late Wednesday evening. Chance for rain and thunderstorms throughout the day today, then becoming partly sunny and a high nearing 72. Strong southwest winds between 20 and 40 miles per hour and gusting as high as 65. Staying fairly breezy and mostly clear overnight tonight with a low around 28. Sunny and a high of 49 on Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas woman on drug allegations. Just after 5 a.m. on December 12th, a sheriff's deputy stopped to assist a stranded motorist on U.S. 75 near 286th Road. That's according to Sheriff Tim Morse. The incident ended in an arrest for illegal narcotics. The deputy booked the driver, Tiffany Ann Bolden, 44 of White Cloud, on requested charges that include possession of methamphetamine, possession of a hallucinogenic drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, and no insurance. That's according to Morse. One man has been arrested after a fire was intentionally set in central Topeka early Tuesday morning. The Topeka Fire Department says in a release, Cole Lindgren, 24, was arrested for aggravated arson and theft on Tuesday after a fire was extinguished in central Topeka. Topeka Fire Department says its preliminary investigation found the fire had been intentionally set. About $1,000 was lost in the fire. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Two Topekans were arrested last week after Council Grove police found multiple pounds of marijuana, hallucinogenic drugs, and thousands of dollars in suspected drug money during a traffic stop. Just before 10:45 p.m. on Friday, December 10th, the Council Grove Police Department says officers conducted a traffic stop in the 400 block of East Main Street. After a probable cause search of the vehicle, police said Michael Fernandez and Enich Gillis, both of Topeka, were arrested for possession of a hallucinogenic drug with intent to distribute, no drug tax stamp, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were booked into the Morris County Jail. A high wind warning is in effect from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. today. Southwest winds sustained from 40 to 50 miles per hour will gust up to 70 miles per hour and are expected over portions of central, south central, and southwest Kansas. Damaging winds could blow down trees and power lines, and widespread power outages are expected, along with travel being difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Wheeler County authorities say a house fire that killed an 81-year-old man in Bartlett last week was accidental. The Wheeler County Attorney's Office said in a news release Monday that Kenneth Leggett died in the fire on December 9th. Firefighters who arrived at the scene found the home engulfed in flames and discovered Leggett's body after the fire was extinguished. The county attorney's office said the blaze was caused by a wood stove catching nearby combustibles on fire. Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner says firefighters found the body of a person inside of a home just west of Raymond, gutted by flames late Monday night. Wagner tells the Lincoln Journal-Star that a man called emergency dispatchers to report a fire in the home's attic. Arriving fire crews found a body in the home shortly after 10:30 p.m. on Monday. Wagner said officials weren't immediately sure whether the body found belongs to the man who reported the fire, but said crews did not find anyone else at the scene of the fire. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Mayor Jason Barnes presented plaques to outgoing council members Terry Hughes, Bobby Pippia, and Diane Schroller. The new council was sworn in, including Kyle Garacki, Ward 1, Jeff Keating, Ward 2, Lori Snelling's Ward 3, and Colleen Barron's Ward 4, along with Mayor Jason Barnes, who was reelected. Convention and Tourism Committee presented an update on a year-long plan to celebrate Marysville as the Black Squirrel City. Several council members took issue with the proposed $22,000 marketing budget and asked the committee return with a more specific budget. City Administrator Austin St. John presented several wage raise options, suggesting a 6.6% cost of living increase, reflecting the Consumer Price Index this past year. He also suggested adjusting the wage scale, which determines starting pay and wage caps. Consensus was to return with a four-year trend of wages and past increases for comparison. It was noted that health insurance costs were stable the past 2 years. Council requested additional details for a $10,000 video projection system for the new fire station before committing to the project. Councilman Todd Fry acknowledged concerns of some citizens with regard to extended campers at the city park, suggesting perhaps consideration of the vacant 7th Street corridor from Walnut North to Elm Street for RV and camper parking. He noted that it may be a means of improving that section and may allow less congestion in the park. Mayor Jason Barnes approached the process for hiring a new police chief with the new council in place. It was reported the city currently has at least 5 applicants. Consensus was to have the entire city council involved in the interview process. The mayor noted that traditionally the city administrator would be responsible for hiring and firing, but given the controversy involved, he preferred having the council involved. Council will hold a special meeting and executive session beginning at 5:30 prior to the December 20th regularly scheduled meeting at 7 to interview candidates, and a special meeting December 29th at 5 p.m. was scheduled to close out payroll and bills. The mayor presented standing committee appointments, which are listed on the council agenda at the City of Marysville website, with Kevin Throm approved for council president. Marysville USD 364 School Board will interview superintendent candidates beginning January 12th, with the January board meeting to be moved to the 19th. Marysville School Board last meeting was mostly routine business. An injury accident report from October 28th was filed last week. Tyler Smith of Washington was turning into a drive, backed into a ditch, and the vehicle rolled, injuring the driver and a passenger who were transported to Washington County Hospital. An injury accident December 4th on Big Bear, north of 20th Road in Washington County, involved a vehicle driven by Kiana Hulisha of Hanover, who lost control striking a culvert and rolling over. The driver was taken to the Hanover Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Nemahaw County December 3rd. Alan Swartz of Onega failed to stop and struck a semi driven by Leon Hall of Salina. The Swartz vehicle overturned and the driver was transported to Nemahaw Valley Community Hospital.
Many Nebraska schools closed or dismissing early on account of high wind warnings Wednesday. Diller Odell will be closed with no evening activities. Southern schools dismiss at 1:30. Selma Cromie, age 100, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Selma Cromie. Sherry Charlotte Faye Gregory, age 74, of Marysville, passed away unexpectedly Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, at the Crossing Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery.
Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Sherry Gregory. William F. Bargman, age 90, of Bremen, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5:30 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Wilmer Bargman. Judith A. Wise, age 63, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Judith Wise. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fish, a corn muffin, pasta salad, broccoli, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, teeter tot casserole, mixed veggie, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds first half property taxes are due by the close of business Monday, December 20th. Cash, check, or money order payable at the Treasurer's Office. Open Monday through Fridays, 8:30 till 5. Pay online or call the Treasurer's Office, or you can leave those at the drop box at the Marshall County Courthouse.
Elsie Grace's Gift and Bake Shop in Frankfort is a Christmas shopping destination. Who can resist the homemade pies and fudge, the specialty foods to entertain with and gift, plus the cozy fun ladies' fashions and accessories? The home decor is festive, the kitchen gadgets delightful, and there's a selection of enamelware and pottery for the best set table in the county. Elsie Grace's specializes in gifts for everyone on your list, young and old. Hurry in today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A high wind warning is in effect from early Wednesday morning until Wednesday evening. Temperatures will continue to rise today before a small cold front starts to move through the region in the afternoon. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 50s through lower 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s through lower 70s throughout Missouri. Nebraska will have a wide range in temperatures from the mid-30s through mid-60s as that cold front starts to move in early on Wednesday. The main impact with this low-pressure system is high winds and even some severe thunderstorms. Strong south winds will be impacting much of the Midwest, averaging between 20 and 35 miles per hour and gusting as high as 60. For today's forecast, rain showers and thunderstorms possible and a high nearing 74. Southwest winds between 20 and 35 miles per hour, gusting as high as 70. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high of 69 could be in jeopardy today. The average low 23 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:05. Really quite warm and humid this morning. A breeze variable this morning, yet may become gusty later today. Quite a few weather watches and warnings in store for us as the day progresses. It's 61 degrees on the 15th day in December. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday. KNDY News Time 7:18.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at cambridgeplaceseniorcare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
Steph's record-breaking night and COVID cases on the rise. Hello, this is Mark Remillard reporting on sports. History at Madison Square Garden Tuesday night as Steph Curry broke Ray Allen's all-time NBA three-point record.
Up top to Curry. Quick release and splash! There it is! the best shooter the game has ever seen, has cemented his legacy. No one has made more threes than Stephen Curry.
On KGMZ, career three-pointer number 2,974 for Curry, who then led the Warriors to a 105-94 victory over the Knicks. Curry after the game.
I never want to call myself the greatest shooter until I got this record, so I'm comfortable saying that now.
And Kevin Durant scored 34 en route to a triple-double as the shorthanded Nets beat the Raptors 131-129 in overtime. Brooklyn was missing seven players, including James Harden, due to the NBA's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. More COVID problems in the NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo won't be available for the Bucks clash with the Pacers Wednesday after entering the league's health and safety protocols on Tuesday, along with teammates Dante DiVincenzo and Wesley Matthews. The NFL not immune to the rising tide of cases. The Rams added nine players to the COVID-19 list on Tuesday, including Odell Beckham Jr. Overall, at least 75 NFL players have tested positive since Sunday night. Bad signs in the NHL as well. Two games scheduled for Tuesday night were postponed due to outbreaks among the Flames and Hurricanes. Some teams did manage to make it out on the ice, though. The Penguins won their fifth straight, cruising past the Canadiens 5-2.
Penguins pressuring, a shot from Letang, kicked out by Allen, bounces back towards the goal and deflects in. The hot stick in the blue paint belongs to Kasperi Kapanen.
On WXDX, a stunner in college hoops as unranked Memphis shocked the number 6 Alabama 92-78. Mark Remillard, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night, girls basketball, Valley Heights over Frankfurt 42-37. Hanover took Blue Valley 55-31. Axtell down Wetmore 51-29, and Centralia topped Onega 58-33. Marysville girls over Concordia 44-19, Wamego down Chapman 57-31, Clay Center down Riley County 41-27, southeast of Saline over Abilene 45-32. Boys play, Frankfort took Valley Heights 56-34, Hanover topped Blue Valley 50-37, Axtell over Wetmore 42-40, and Centralia beat Onega 42-28. Concordia boys over Marysville 52-34, Wamego took Chapman 66-30, Clay Center over Riley County 71-54, and southeast of Saline beat Abilene 53-51. Concordia took Marysville wrestlers 57-18 in North Central Kansas League dual action Tuesday.
Everyone knows Bite Me Barbecue offers some of the best barbecue, but did you know they also offer the best Christmas stocking stuffers? If you head down to Bite Me Barbecue today, you can buy a $30 gift card for only $20. So what are you waiting for? Head down to Bite Me Barbecue today to take advantage of this limited time offer.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Corn Refiners Association yesterday released a new report revealing the U.S. is behind its competitors in reducing global trade barriers. The report, tracked trade agreements since 2010, shows several nations have outpaced the U.S. in the creation of new bilateral and multilateral trading arrangements, including China, Japan, the EU, and Canada. At the same time, U.S. trade partners are pressing forward with new trade agreements without the U.S., risking diminished American economic competitiveness and investment opportunities. Corn Refiner Association President and CEO John Bodie said we must act swiftly on the issues to reaffirm American leadership and maintain the status as a leading voice in global trade regulations and standards. While the U.S. has completed four trade agreements since 2010, including the modernization of an existing agreement, China has entered into 10 new agreements, and Japan, 7, the EU entered into 8, and Canada also has entered into 8 agreements. Senate Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa joined Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota introducing a bill that they say will provide certainty to biofuel producers. The legislation would prohibit the EPA from reducing the minimum applicable volume of biofuels into transportation fuel once the renewable volume obligation levels are finalized for any given year. That means the lawmakers say the legislation would prevent the EPA from retroactively reducing 2020 or future finalized RVO levels. Grassley said it was critical to establish new safeguards that uphold the RFS and ensure all administrations remain committed to following the law. The bill, co-sponsored by Senate Republican Joni Ernst of Iowa and Democrat Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. and companion bipartisan legislation was introduced in the House of Representatives. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and bred heifer sale on Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. First calf heifers include 50 choice South Dakota origin red Angus calf unvaccinated bred heifers. Be bred to calving these red Angus bulls for February 1 calving. There'll be 225 big fancy Angus and black white face first calf heifers, of which many are AI bred with the balance to be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for January 15th through March calving. There'll be 65 black and red Angus, plus 18 Angus Charlotte Cross first calf heifers bred to Angus bulls for March calving. Cow-calf pairs include 45 choice red Angus and red Baldy Sandhill origin fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old. They'll have Debrucker Charlotte calves by sign. Other pairs include 40 Angus first calf heifer pairs and over 100 black and red cows that'll be 3 to 6 years old with September-October calves. Spring calving cows include over 400 black-white face and red cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and semi-Angus bulls for February-March calves. All cows will be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday morning to you. Market's opening up here in just a little bit. Yesterday, we kind of had a mixed day in trading. Started off really mixed across the board. Grains stayed mostly mixed, but a little bit higher with corn popping up into the green by the end. Livestock went mostly lower by the end of trading. So yesterday, we had corn and soybeans a little bit higher, wheat a little bit lower. And we'll see what happens when the markets open up here on a Wednesday. December corn wrapped up yesterday 4.5 higher at 588.75. Kansas City wheat, we had a little bit of green pop up on the board slowly throughout the day, but then drop back down for most of the day at the end of trading. December KC wheat wrapped up 3.25 lower at 805.25. Beans, on the other hand, they did see some decent gains, not quite enough to regain the losses from Monday, but still not a bad day in trading. January beans were up 15.5 cents, sitting at 12.59.75. We had the bean meal for December up $20.50, some big gains there, sitting at 404.5. And the bean oil for December was down $1.23, sitting at 52.5. Cotton market was mostly lower yesterday, with March cotton down by 91 cents at 105.90. Oats, on the other hand, had a decent day. It was unchanged for the December oats, sitting at 7. Come out yesterday as well, but due to some technical issues in the country, that data is set to be released early on this morning, so we could see that could affect some of the markets a little bit as well after some of those technical issues coming out of the EU. We did, however, get some of the projections for the 2022 season coming out of Brazil in the soybean market, with estimations with soybean production in Brazil sitting at near 144.8 million metric tons. That is up near 700,000 metric tons over the previous outlook. So with some increased quality and exports and production coming out of that country, definitely helped the soybean market yesterday.
Here's a question that needles many of us this time of year. Which type of Christmas tree is best? Some help today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 15th. It is the 349th day of the year, and comedian Tim Conway was born on this day in 1933. If you haven't yet made the annual trip to the Christmas tree lot, here's some timely advice for choosing a tree that suits your best. If needle retention is a priority, you might prefer a fir. Douglas and Fraser firs are among the most popular trees each year. If you like dense foliage and firm branches, spruce is a good choice, though their needles can be especially prickly. Pine trees generally have softer needles with beautiful color and fragrance, but the branches are less sturdy and may droop with heavier ornaments. There's no such thing as the perfect tree, but if you're aware of the trade-offs, you just might find a tree that's perfect for you. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 61 would be unusually warm for mid-December. That's our morning low. And we'll look for a mix of weather conditions. Gusty winds today have prompted Nebraska schools to close for the day or dismiss early. Diller O'Dell will close today. No evening activities. Southern dismisses early this afternoon. Be aware again, high wind warnings and a whole mix of weather could be in store along the way today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Four separate players scored in double figures, and the Wichita State Shockers defeated the Alcorn State Braves inside Coke Arena last night, 82-63. The win puts Wichita State to 8-2 this season, 5-1, while they're in their home arena. Morris Udeze led all scorers in the game with 15 points, followed by Kenny Poto with 14 and Ricky Council IV with 12. Moving forward, the Shockers will host North Texas on Saturday, December 18th at 3 p.m. That game will air on the ESPN family of networks. As the Chiefs prepare to take on the Chargers in L.A. on Thursday, star pass rusher Chris Jones has been added to COVID protocol. KCTV 5 reports that he has been rendered ineligible for practice and may even keep him out of Thursday night's game in L.A. The Chiefs head to L.A. to take on the Chargers just after 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Only one game separates the two in the AFC West standings. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
A strong second half for the Concordia Panthers handed Marysville boys a 52-34 loss in Tuesday night North Central Kansas League play. Marysville and Concordia went back and forth, three-point Concordia lead of a half, but a 14-3 third quarter run and multiple free throws down the stretch gave Concordia the double-digit win. Cav Caldron, a senior, led all scorers with 27 points. Alexis Cash was in double figures with 11 for Concordia, improving to 4-0 on the season. Marysville's Jack Lauer finally hit a couple of baskets, had 11 points to lead the Bulldog attack in the loss. Marysville falls to 1-4, 0-2 in NCKL play. Concordia 52, Marysville 34. Marysville girls had the upper hand all night, 44-19 winners at Concordia. Bulldogs paced by Madison Runnebaum with 12 points. Reserve Bryn O'Neill had 10. Marysville girls go to 2-3, 1-1 in the NCKL. Concordia's Sienna De Leon led with 7 points as Concordia falls to 1-3. Marysville 44, Concordia 19.
It was a start for the Valley Heights girls basketball team as they defeated the Frankfort Wildcats 42-37 on Tuesday night. Leading the way, of course, for Valley Heights was Emma Youngerberg with 18 points and a three-pointer made. Though on the side of Frankfort, leading the way was both Emma Hardwick with 11 and Kayla Cornelson with 11, ending with a Valley Heights victory 42-37 for the girls. Boys varsity action, it was a tough defeat for the Mustangs. They fell to the Frankfort Wildcats, 56-34 with a blowout in the first quarter. 19-2 is where we ended with Frankfort up. And it was all led the way by Samuel Gross with 17 points, 18, and game high. And then on the side of Valley Heights, it was Dustin Denton with 9 and Trayton Claycamp with 9 as well, leading the way for the Mustangs, who fell to Frankfort in late Tuesday basketball action, 56-34.
Tuesday night girls basketball, Valley Heights over Frankfort 42-37. Hanover took Blue Valley 55-31. Axtell down Wetmore 51-29. And Centralia topped Onega 58-33. Marysville girls over Concordia 44-19. Wamego down Chapman 57-31. Clay Center down Riley County 41-27. Southeast of Saline over Abilene 45-32. Boys play, Frankfort took Valley Heights 56-34. Hanover topped Blue Valley 50-37. Axtell over Wetmore 42-40, and Centralia beat Onega 42-28. Concordia boys over Marysville 52-34, Wamego took Chapman 66-30, Clay Setter over Riley County 71-54, and southeast of Saline beat Abilene 53-51. Concordia took Marysville Wrestlers 57-18 in North Central Kansas League dual action Tuesday.
KNDY.
Ain't gotta say a word, misery loves company. That's why it's you and me buying each other drinks back at the bar, thick as thieves. Stealing these little sips, doing our best to make the best of the worst of it. Keep playing them songs, keep singing along, keep leaning it on and closer. Keep salting the rim, getting even with her and with him before. Like a Colorado hit, we better keep on keeping it lit till we can't remember what we came here to forget. Go ahead and check your phone like I've been checking mine. Nobody's texting for a rewind. Looks like it's just me.